Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 630 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Matthew, and this one is for all the people who are just getting started out there. And here we go. Here's a question.
Hey, Pat. It's Matt Cox here. I'm trying to figure out like where I should start. And when after I get my domain name and my WordPress all associated, my theme all associated, what are some of the suggestions that you have to where do I start next? Like, should I set up an AWeber account or a ConvertKit account, or do I set up my lead pages? What are some things that I should focus on right after? Like, should I, after I get my, obviously this is like post, I got my logo and my site like up and up for the most part. Like, what are some things that should I start first? What comes first, essentially? AWeber or lead pages? Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Hey, Matthew. Thank you so much for the question today. To answer your very last question, which was very simple, very basic, very to the point, first comes your email service provider, your ESP, whether that's AWeber. I'm on ConvertKit right now. I know a lot of people who are switching from AWeber to other ones. And, you know, AWeber is great. I started with them. They're fantastic. ConvertKit's what I recommend. However, it's just easier for the a lot of the automation and more advanced things that will be coming down the road for you. But whatever one you want to get started with, that's great. And then lead pages comes on top of your email service provider. Lead pages is a way to enhance the landing pages, the lead boxes, all the lead capture that then brings people into your email list with that email service provider. So you can send emails out, have autoresponder sequences go out as people subscribe and that sort of thing. But here's what I would do. Hopefully you've discovered what your niche is and what their biggest problems are. You have a list, potentially an Excel file or some spreadsheet of 50 articles or topics that you could write about. That's what I would also have. And then after you register your domain, you get your website up, and don't worry too much about making it perfect. It's one of the biggest mistakes I've seen people make when they first start out is they worry too much about the design and the look of their site. Spend a lot of money on these big themes when you don't even have enough stuff yet to actually utilize what those themes can give you. The most important thing is you want to just get up and running, get the methods in place to collect email addresses, so which is why that initial question is really important and why I wanted to focus on that too. But then it's about putting yourself out there, writing content on your site, but also making connections with others and guest posting on other sites, marketing, and just getting the word out there. There's a number of different ways to do that. Obviously, there's hundreds of thousands of ways to do that, but we won't get into that in this episode. A lot of the other questions before this one are in reference to what to do when you're just starting out in terms of traffic and getting your name out there. But in terms of the tools and other things you could utilize, you know, I actually wouldn't even get involved with lead pages immediately. You do want to get your email service provider up and running, that's for sure, and start to just make sure that these emails that you're writing out in your autoresponder sequence and these connections that you make with your initial subscribers are there, because that's what's key. That's actually your advantage as somebody who's just starting out in whatever space you're getting into. Unlike everybody who's already in that space with all that noise out there, you're coming in fresh with a new angle, new perspective, new position, but you also have the ability to reach out to those individual subscribers subscribers, even if you have 10, even if you have only 10, those are 10 actual people who you could then reach out to, talk to, discover what their biggest pains are, understand the language that they use that you can then incorporate to your own content or the other content that you publish on other people's sites when you help spread the word. You don't need much other services beyond you know your hosting and domain company and AWeber or ConvertKit or any other email service provider. That's what I started out with. Actually, I didn't even start with the email service provider, but I do say that that was one of the biggest mistakes I made. So I'm glad you're talking about this. But you don't need to spend that much money. I think a lot of people feel like buying more tools will make more traffic come in. And to a point, or to an extent, that it's somewhat true because some of those tools allow you to discover where you can get more traffic. But really what's going to get you the most bang for your buck is understanding what to write about and where to post it and how to get it out there. So, Matthew, good luck to you. Best of luck to everybody out there who's just starting. And if you want to start out, if you aren't even on a website yet, you could check out my recommendation for a hosting company, which is Bluehost. If you go to askpat.com/Bluehost, you could check out that at a special deal, special rate just for you. And I want to thank Matthew for his question by sending him an AskPat t-shirt, like I do with everybody whose question gets featured here on the show. All you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. You can ask your question right there on that page. I look forward to listening to it. And again, kudos to all of you who are just starting out on this journey because you are here not just to change your own life, but to change the lives of others too. Always be focusing on serving others first, and your rewards will come if you open up those avenues for your audience to be able to pay you back for the value that you're providing them. Now, as always, I like to finish with a quote, and today's quote comes from Brian Eisenberg. He says, "Our jobs as marketers are to understand how the customer wants to buy and help them do so." Cheers, take care, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.